Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May the Lord our God be with us. Praise the Lord. May He never leave us nor forsake us. May He turn our hearts to Him to walk in all His ways. And that's from 1 Kings in the Old Testament. Oh, Father God, thank You for being with us in all of our daily activities. Thank You that Your hand is upon us. You are upholding us with Your righteous right hand. Oh, it's so wonderful to have You join me on this program. I hope that you're getting into the Word of God more and more and more and being sustained by these wonderful promises God gave to us. Oh, I am every day. I'm taking in all that He has for me. Praise the Lord. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And I hope this is on the live show on Tuesday, Super Tuesday. I hope you have cast your ballot. I hope that you've gone to a polling place and given a volunteer your ballot. Oh, it's so important. And it's important to know that you are a part of God's victory plan. You are a vital part of God's victory plan. So I don't think you, I don't want you to think that you're any less than valuable, than precious to Him. So I hope you have your ballot filled out and you're going. If you're listening to me at 10:15 at night, it's too late. But November 5th is coming up, and I'm looking forward to that. And from the ACLJ, from Jay Sekulow, the U.S. Supreme Court just unanimously shut down the left's attempt to block President Trump from the ballot. And now I heard on the way to the studio that the lawyer for the Republican Party here in Colorado has a lawsuit against Gina Griswold. So I hope that goes to court. I really do. Some of these people have made us look very foolish in the eyes of America. In a resounding victory, we just protected your fundamental right to vote for the candidate of your choice at the Supreme Court. Jay says, I've spent more than 35 years arguing at the Supreme Court, and I've never seen a more brazen attack on our most sacred rights. The radical left attempted to weaponize the 14th Amendment in order to disqualify President Trump from every ballot in the nation. And we appealed this monumental case to the Supreme Court on behalf of our client, the Colorado Republican Party, yay, but also on behalf of all Americans who defend your right to vote. And thank you, Jay Sekulow and ACLJ, for your part in getting this to the Supreme Court and the overwhelming rule there of 9-0. The U.S. Supreme Court just unanimously reversed the Colorado Supreme Court's dangerous decision. I'll tell you, we have very stupid people on the Colorado Supreme Court. I don't even call it Supreme anymore. Oh, this is so sad. This is a major victory for our constitutional republic, but the fight to defend the integrity of our elections is not over. Three cases still remain where your right to vote is on the line, and we must quickly file to dismiss any case to ensure that we defeat the left's disqualification plot once and for all. And this monumental battle requires immense resources, millions of dollars. Folks, we've just launched our Life and Liberty Drive, and it doubles when you send or you Add $5 to your credit card when you go to aclj.org. It becomes 10, 20 becomes 40. I think this is a perfect time for you to go to aclj.org and give to Jay Sekulow and his team. Oh, what a wonderful victory, a breaking victory. And I just ordered another MAGA hat, a new one, a green one with MAGA on the front. It's just, it's wonderful. Praise the Lord. We've got to show people that we are for a man who really brought about some policies that were great. These last three and a half, oh my goodness, these years have been very difficult. And for you that go to the grocery store and you go and fill up your car, you know how difficult this has been, tightening the belt over and over again. So thank you. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful victory. And thank you for protecting President Trump and Melania. And as we wash our hands from all this defilement and the pushback that has taken place, we thank you, Father God, for covering him and protecting him in Jesus' name. This Saturday, March the 9th, will be our regular Call to Freedom meeting, and we will have breakfast at 8:30, and the meeting will start at 10 o'clock. As you know, Resurrection Sunday is March 31st, and we'll be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we will have lunch afterwards, and those whose last name begins with A through M, bring a salad or finger food, and those whose last name begins with N through Z, bring dessert. And for reservations, call me at 1-877-917-7256, and Jimmy will give you that number again at the end of this broadcast. I'm going to be serving turkey and scalloped potatoes and sweet potatoes, so you kind of know what to add to that. Wonderful desserts and wonderful vegetables. So God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Memory verse for this week is Psalm 20, verse 7. And in the living, some nations boast of their chariots and horses. That's their power. That's the world's power. Their machines and their rockets and their all their paraphernalia. But we boast in the name of the Lord our God. Those nations will fall down and collapse, but we will rise up and stand firm. Give victory to our King, O Lord. Answer our cry for help. And I read the Passion to you yesterday. It's so beautiful, of Psalm 20, verse 7. Some find their strength in their weapons and wisdom. That's earthly wisdom. That's the world system's wisdom. But my miracle deliverance can never be won by men. Our boast is in the Lord our God, who makes us strong and gives us the victory. And you're part of that, my friend. You that are listening, you're part of that wonderful victory and that plan. Don't get lost and stick your head in the sand or in the back of a cave somewhere. Come out and rejoice that Jesus is King. Praise the Lord. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I affirm that with the help of Holy Spirit, I clearly see and understand everything He wants me to know. The day of ignorance has been removed because Holy Spirit has come to reveal the benefits Jesus has provided for me. He's already provided those, folks. Already has. Now I have access to the secrets that were previously hidden to my natural mind and perception. I am thankful for God's Spirit revealing work in my life, and I declare that I never have to claim ignorance again. Never again. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Some of us have been trying to find answers that we cannot find in this world, and for a long time I did that. And they come only to be revealed. All of these things that we want answered, and we pray as if He's going to hear us in our natural prayers, but God hears us spirit to spirit. So it can only be revealed through Holy Spirit. And if you don't recognize Holy Spirit, you're not going to get your prayers answered. And you will probably end up getting bitter, and you'll probably end up going to a world system for advice. And I don't advise that. God is pulling back the veil from your eyes and is giving you revelation on how to answer some of the questions that you have. And this is my plan and my ache for you. I do ache for you to look to God for the answers for the questions that you have. And your eyes are being opened so that you will receive the spirit of wisdom and understanding to be able to meet every challenge you have. And those spirits are very evident in Isaiah 11, verse 2. And they were given to Jesus when he was born and when he walked this earth, the spirits of wisdom and understanding and revelation knowledge and counsel and might. All those wonderful spirits are yours in Jesus' name. Paul felt weak in the assignment God had given to him. He felt very weak. And most of the time when we have knowledge of the assignment God has given to us, whether to preach or to teach or to be a messenger for him, to be a generous giver in the kingdom of God, whatever our assignment is and our office is, sometimes we feel real weak in that assignment. And Paul was the same way. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1, it says, "And when I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God, for I was determined to know nothing." Paul just absolutely forgot all that he had learned. He was a rising Pharisee. He had learned from the greatest of scholars. And he just said in verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 2, "I determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." And you may feel this way too when you're having to speak or appear before people. You're going to feel weak in some areas of your life. And verse 4 says, "And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God." And there, I don't remember what book it is, but there were people that said, "This is Paul. This is the great writer of the epistles. This is Paul. He's nobody but a little short man." I don't know if he was very tall, but a lot of people were saying, "This is not the man, is it?" And it was. God just does such miraculous things through little people, yes, who have the power of God within them. Verse 6 of 1 Corinthians 2 says, "Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age nor the rulers of this age." No, you can't get it through any university, and I hope you're not attending any university right now. Oh, it's, you know, 60 years ago, it might have been good. Today, it's so progressive in there, all of their teaching. "But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." Absolutely. If their eyes had been opened and this had been revealed to them, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus. But then you have to go back to, well, this was God's plan. He was pleased to crush Jesus, it says in Isaiah 53. So praise God. It happened as it happened because Jesus took all of our sins, all of the sins that we have committed before and today and after in the future. Praise the Lord. "And just as it is written, things which eye has not seen, nor ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. For to us, God revealed them through the Spirit." You cannot get God's wisdom in the natural through the brain, through your natural body, and through your soul. You get it spirit to spirit. "For the Spirit," capital S, "searches all things, even the depths of God." He goes right into the depths of God. God's mind, God's Spirit does on behalf of us. Praise the Lord. So he brings to us fresh anointing, fresh knowledge from God. Verse 11 of 1 Corinthians 2 says, "For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, the thoughts of God no one knows except the Spirit of God." The thoughts of God no one knows except Holy Spirit. Oh, it's a spirit to spirit, folks. It truly is. "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the things freely given to us by God, which things we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual thoughts with spiritual words." And this is where the gift of tongues comes in. This is where that supernatural language comes in to most believers who ask for it. It's a wonderful, powerful gift that when you are at the end of your, at wit's end, I would say, at your end, he will come through with such wonderful, blessed verses and will uphold you with his righteous right hand. "A natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him." He cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is not appraised by no one. And I found in the Message translation that we are spiritually live. We have access to everything God's Spirit is doing, and we cannot be judged. That word appraised in the New American Standard says we cannot be judged by unspiritual critics. We cannot be judged by the world. The world cannot judge us because we have a judge that is higher than the things of this world. Praise God. And the end of this chapter, 1 Corinthians 2, Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's Spirit? Anyone who knows what he is doing? And it's answered in yes, Christ knows. And what do we have? We have the mind of Christ. Yes, we do. We have the mind of Christ. So when you feel like your mind, you're losing your mind, or your mind is going south and you can't remember things, don't say, I can't remember anything anymore. I can't memorize anything anymore. Don't say that. You can begin to say, I have the mind of Christ, and I know all things because Holy Spirit is in me. That's going to bless you more than saying anything negative about your mind or remembering or your memory. Oh, Jesus spoke so much about the Spirit of God, and he also spoke about finances. Believe it or not, finances in our personal lives. In Luke 12, in the Message, when he is speaking to a crowd of people, one guy in the crowd says, Teacher, order my brother to give me a fair share of the family inheritance. I'll tell you, if anything has split families, it's inheritances. And I remember when my aunts and uncles, my mom was one of 8 brothers and sisters, 4 brothers and 4 sisters. And when my grandparents died, I'm telling you, they went to court. My Christian aunts and uncles went to court, and they were divided, and they were yelling at each other, and so divided. And even my cousin and I, we were talking on the phone one day. He says, what causes this? What causes my precious aunts and uncles to hate each other and be so livid about what's going on? They take each other to court, but they did. So this is a question, you know, this is something that a lot of people go through, the inheritances. I just say, oh, Lord, I don't need any inheritance from this world. I don't need any. Oh, and he replied in verse 14 of Luke 12, Mister, what makes you think it's any of my business to be a judge or mediator for you? And speaking to the people, Jesus went on, be careful, protect yourself against the least bit of greed. And if you don't have a wonderful spirit of righteousness from Jesus Christ, you're going to try to hold every dollar you get. And I've seen some dollars that are so crunched up and crumpled, it's like they've kept them in their pockets for 20 years. So be careful and protect yourself against the least bit of greed. This is Jesus speaking. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. And then he told him this story. The farm of a certain rich man produced a terrific crop. He talked to himself, what can I do? My barn isn't big enough. What should he have done? Given it away. Absolutely. He should have given some of his crop away. That's right. Given it away. And then he said, here's what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. I'll take all my money and I'll put them in CDs and IRAs, and I'll get gold. That's a good thing. I will go get gold. Then I'll gather in all my grain and goods, and I'll say to myself, self, you've done well. You've got it made and can now retire. Take it easy and have the time of your life. I find that most of the people that have retired, they don't have a good life. They really don't. For the most part, when you retire, you'll take it easy, but then you will regret it. You really will. And I've seen some people go back to work after they retired. So then God showed up and said, fool, tonight you die, and your barn full of goods, who gets it? That's what happens when you fill your barn with self and not with God. Fill your barn with self and not with God. Oh, it's so important that you don't make riches your source or your sustainable item in your life. that you don't have a huge bank account. No, it's important that you give. And you know a lot of people that need help financially right now, especially after the pandemic. So I pray that with all that's going on in this world and everything the news is trying to throw at you to disrupt your day and confuse your mind, let the Word of God soothe your soul. I was so touched when I looked up David Archuleta, and he was singing Psalm 46, verse 10. And for some of you, that's the verse of Be Still My Soul. And in this one little video, he was a teenager, the youngest teen that had ever tried out for American Idol. And so he came in on stage as the Mormon Tabernacle Choir were practicing. And this is such, he shows such humility in front of this huge choir. And I wanted Rachel just to include all of the talking and all, show all of his humility as he sings this absolutely beautiful song, Be Still My Soul.
I chose to sing one of my favorite hymns, Be Still My Soul. So, and I want to thank Kendra as well for accompanying me. Sorry if I'm a little nervous singing in front of you. I listen to you about every Sunday, so just want to thank you guys so much for providing everyone with such beautiful music. Here you go. I apologize in advance, but...
That song. I love the way he sings it. God bless you, David Archuleta. And this song was written by Jane Borthwick in 1850. And the melody comes from Finlandia, which is probably very familiar with you. There is something that you need to know. You are a special part of God's plan. And maybe some words you write down are going to so bless people in the next generation, if Jesus doesn't come back, that those words are going to go on to make people blessed and thankful that God is keeping them safe, keeping them highly blessed and divinely blessed, as David was singing in this song. So I pray that your soul today will be still in the very hands of God our Father. He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Don't ever forget that, my friend. Don't ever forget. And remember, the meeting is on Saturday, March the 9th. And call me for reservations at 1-877-917-7256. God bless you richly, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.